You're listening to Claire Marie's Hard Dance Happy Hour, bringing you plenty of pure stomping power.
Hi, it's Claire Marie. Welcome back to the Hard Dance Happy Hour. It's great to have you back. And if you are new to the podcast, welcome. It's awesome to have you here. So this is the sixth session of the podcast, and it's the second Thursday of the month, which means I'm chatting with a new guest who will also be bringing you an awesome mini mix following the chat. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Phil Whale, also known as Moby D. Known Phil for 23 years, and it was an absolute pleasure to have him as a guest on the Hard Dance Happy Hour. Phil has been a DJ for about 25 years, and he began learning production not long after that. And it's been an exciting 6 months to see what music Phil is producing. We chat lots about this and what's to come for the future. As always, if you like what you hear, please don't forget to subscribe or follow the podcast to never miss a show when it's published. Also, every rate or review is hugely appreciated, and you can do this on Apple Podcasts. So here is the lovely Phil Whale.
You're listening to the Hard Dance Happy Hour. Peace, love, unity, respect. Listen and dance as one.
So hi, Phil. Welcome to the Hard Dance Happy Hour. And how are
you?
First, it's great to be. It's good to see your face. It's been a while.
It has been. Yes, because none of us can see anyone. That's why.
I know, but we're all chatting online and then we can't actually see each other. But I think the last time I saw you properly was at the Whippy reunion. That was the last time I saw you.
With your wonderful husband. We were gassing away for hours.
You were. Gordon was like, I've made a new mate. It's good night.
I have that habit when I go clubbing.
Well, it's one of those, isn't it? But he's not quite a random stranger, but almost. And then we were going to meet up at Mark Rebillier. Do I say his surname right? Rebillier.
Am I saying it right?
Rebillier or Rebillier, but he's awesome. And you couldn't come.
I
know, it's so good.
Brilliant.
Isn't he awesome?
He just randomly saying it. I'm awesome. And then he'll just like start recording it. I'm awesome. And then he'll just start randomly going off about saying I'm awesome.
He's amazing. And he dresses in his dressing gown and just dances like an absolute Fruit Loop. Love him.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, so good. So I should say really a massive welcome back, really, to the scene after a little break. Just a little one. How big's your little break, do you reckon?
16 years, I think it was.
16
I went
years,
away
mate.
To make a family, man.
You did?
Family.
Priorities.
That and work.
And how have you found it coming back?
It's definitely, it was Naughty that got me back into it. It was, which was last year. I mean, I never stopped making music. I never stopped DJing. I mean, you know that. I mean, I got house parties, things like that. Occasionally, I did a couple of Frantic Timeless events with doing back to back with Matt Rush, and it's when Sam Gordon rang up and said like, do you want to come and do one because it's like it's timeless, and so I did a few of those. I think it's 2012.
Oh right.
And I can't remember the other one was. I think I definitely did two. There's one at the one at Strada as well. Strada? The one that's near King's Cross.
I don't know. Honestly,
and then
there
was the other
memory.
One was the one that was near Vauxhall. It was cool. So I did a little bit of DJing. I always used to do a little bit, you know, there and then, here and there. But and I've got my XDJ XZ right there. It's great. I love that thing.
Look at the baby.
But yeah, it was Naughty that sort of dragged me back into it. And when I left my business and got some chairs out of it. I'm not going into detail about that. But what I then decided to do back at the end of 2017 was buy a load of stuff. I bought a load of kit again, and I had some stuff in the loft, so I pulled that down, and I did nothing. I had a whole year off in 2018 of no work. And
amazing.
It was great. I was bored because everybody else was at work. It's like, you know, if I was 20 years old and there was like a whole year off, I would have done nothing but play. But being 42 and having two kids. And
so you had loads of time on your hands.
It's like sitting there going, la, 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 la. So I bought a load of kit and went back to it and just literally got right into it and did a lot of learned a bit more about the piano as well, which really helps. I mean, that helps anybody. If you want to write dance music, it's definitely piano.
Yeah,
is key. Oh, excuse me.
Oh,
that was bad.
That's beautiful.
That was really bad. Edit that bit out. Yeah.
No, mate.
But the naughty. He sent me a message saying, "Oh, it was just it's also such a blur since September last year."
Yeah.
And said, "Oh man, I've written a track again, and we used to speak to each other a little bit on Facebook, but not a lot, and a little bit on social media just generally." And he said, here's my track, and he sent the track. And I said, well, funny enough, I've got a few sort of hard house messing around ideas that I'd done last year. This was back in 2019. And I sent a little clip to him, and he went, oh, this is great. Go write it, finish it off, send it to Graham, because Graham's relaunching Shock. I was like, what? He's relaunching Shock?
Yeah.
And Tiny's relaunching again. It's all going off. I said, how can it be going off? We're all in lockdown.
I know, a bit ironic, isn't it, really? But that's exactly what happened.
So, yeah.
Oh, so we've got Naughty to thank then.
Definitely have, yeah.
Well, the legend that is Moby Day returning to the scene. fully returning. Not just dipping his toes in, but fully coming back. Oh, look at you.
But yeah, no, it's been great. And massively got the bug again after Graham said, yeah, he was happy with Come With Me, that's on the USB. And since then, I've just started writing. And because nice and stone cold, sober, and, you know, you can stay up late at night, as I was saying before. And this means you can just writing lots of stuff.
You are, aren't you?
I just set my studio back up properly and
looks great, mate.
It's
great.
Really, really good.
So to talk about some of your tracks that you've just, because you've gone on a bit of a track making mission. So there's been quite a few. Did you say September you kind of started to really?
Well, yeah, I had loads I mean, I'd say like back in 2017 when I bought all my kit again, and I was just bought it just to enjoy it, just shoot, because I just enjoy making music. And I definitely delved deeper into how to properly, engineer stuff and write, just getting more in depth with synthesis and how to get something like Serum, get something like Hive or, Spire and actually write your own patches rather than just taking a preset and then just dropping it into a track. Actually learning how to write those big fat leads.
Yeah.
It just means that then you can get your own sounds and things like that,
Yeah.
Which is really cool. I love that. I love that.
Awesome.
And so many big producers out there will say, don't just use presets. Yeah, you can get a preset and then manipulate it, but just don't use presets.
Yeah. So there's Voya Veneer. Am I going to forget one now? Out of Limits.
Out of Limits is coming soon. There's ones that are out with Voya Veneer and Come With Me.
That was it.
Voya Veneer's come out on Pitch Drift with Pat. The Out of Limits is coming out on Frantic Digital. That's my hard trancey sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's also, I've written another hard trance track actually, which is Interstellar, and I haven't sent that to anybody yet, but I put it on a little video because I love that Charlie Chaplin clip in it. It's lovely. I've just with Paul Clark, who we've having a chat about before. I really like what he's he's doing with this new thing with Bring the Noise. I like the vibe of the track that he's got coming out on it and going out on it. Mm-hmm. Bring Whiting.
Yes.
On there. Witty.
Witty. Thank you for that. Yes. Sorry, Bryn.
Yes. Sorry, mate.
I think he's been called all sorts. I'm sure he said he was moaning at who was it, John Hemming the other day for saying his surname wrong or something.
Well, loads of people have called me different things.
Yeah.
So I've got Nightcrawler coming out on that, and I'm really happy with the new production level, even in comparison already to someone like Come With Me. The production level already is starting to get better, certainly since I'm back in a proper studio.
When's that coming out?
I don't actually know. I think a few months, a month or so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I don't actually know what he's doing now, but, but the artwork's done, and he's
I've seen it. Looks
great.
He's
put that up online, but I don't know. I haven't actually spoken to him about the release date.
We'll have to know. Paul, when's it coming out? When is it being released?
Also the one I'm really pleased about is At the Underground, which is I'd say that is more of your sort of 3 a.m. sort of dirty hard house.
Right, a bit filthy, is it?
Yeah, it's a little bit filthy. It's called At the Underground, you know what I mean? It's like, it's lovely. And I love the little vocal on it. And that's been signed to High Five by Ben.
Awesome.
So it's a nice one, Ben, and I'm looking forward to that new release.
Yeah,
and
brilliant.
That should be coming out again. That's coming out, I think, in a month or so.
Well, did you want to just have a little chat about some more recent good news on one of your tracks called Higher Level?
Oh, well, yeah. I'm still waiting to find out whether it's going out on the white or whether it's coming out on the actual main label. So I'm still waiting to hear. I didn't want to say anything.
No,
doesn't matter. I don't mind. I'm absolutely over the bloody moon. And congratulations to Paul Clark as well for getting on board with the third title. But yeah, no, me and Jason Naughty have written a track, Higher Level, and it was such good fun writing it with him because the guy is a nutter and I love it.
Oh, so I love him.
Definitely
shines
through in the track. So he wanted a donk. I didn't mind having a donk.
Mm-hmm.
It's got it in there, but it's subtle. It's not just bog standard donk, you know.
Yeah.
It's
subtle donk.
It's a subtle donk.
Nice.
But yeah, no, it's a belter. It really is a belter. It's definitely a dance floor ripper, that is.
I look forward to hearing that.
So that's
well
that's
done.
Signed up tidy.
Well, happy
really
for you.
That.
That's really good.
Yeah. But we don't know yet whether they're saying it's going out on the white or whether it's going out the. I think it might be going out the white.
Time will tell. You'll find out soon enough, I'm sure.
Yes.
So I've actually known you for, I think it's about 23 years, mate. That makes me feel really old.
It makes me feel really old.
How
as
is
well.
It 23 years when I'm only 22?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, so we met on the Cambridge rave scene, basically. And obviously I've chatted quite a few times on these chats about what that was like for me, but why don't you tell people what that was like for you?
Oh, it was mental. It was great. we were an hour up the M11, from London. You know, it was we'd all jump in the cars, wouldn't we? And just straight down the M11. There we were. We were in clubs. We were in Camden Palace. We were in the Fridge. We were in Mass. We were in all of them. You know,
everywhere.
It was great. Brixton Academy.
Yeah.
Everywhere. You know, and when even going back before that, it'd be going down to London, going to Termhills, going to Bagley's, going to Velvet Underground. You know, and. Seeing Tall Paul, seeing Boy George, seeing John the Pleas Women. It was brilliant. I loved all that. That's when I properly got into it. And I'd be going down to London with my brother and my wife. So we've known each other since we were met when we were 17, just turning 18. We've been together ever since. But that's when we first started clubbing, was to people like that. You know, we'd go down there to people. I mean, we used to go down to Velvet Underground near Charing Cross. All the time, and because absolutely loved two of the biggest drag queen DJs, Boy George and John of the Pleas Women, that they were so good, and you just lose yourself in a nightclub in there.
Amazing.
Great. And then obviously Tall Paul at the Terminals and the Gallery. Oh wow, yeah. And then after that, that's when we started to get more into the harder style of house, hard house, and then we The biggest thing though with the Cambridge dance scene was because you had Mr. Whippy and then we started up Immersed.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
There was such a big event. Do you remember Influence when we
yes!
both got together?
Oh my goodness, I'd forgotten about that.
You know, as Jason Naughty says, plur, there was peace, love, unity, respect, man.
That's so good, wasn't it? It's so good.
Yeah, it's called Influence, wasn't it?
When did you start Immersed? Because I think I started in 98. And I think I went to a Whippy was the first thing, but then you started an event called Immersed. So for the people that don't actually know, when was that? That was soon.
1997.
That's when we first
did it, yeah. And we did it at a football, at a social club, Histon Football Club.
Yeah, yeah.
It was in a social room that held about 150 people. And
just mental nights. It was so good.
Then LEL Club was bigger, wasn't it? That was 400 capacity. So that was quite nice, actually. And we used to film that. It was great.
I don't think I missed one of your events. I'm pretty sure I didn't miss a single one from when I started. They were just so good.
They were great, weren't they? All the decor. So everyone used to get involved. Do you know, we had a coach going from Cambridge as well, didn't we?
Yes. Oh, you're bringing back some memories. I'd forgotten some of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waiting at Jonas Street in Cambridge, waiting. Yeah.
For the Immersed coach.
Yeah, exactly. There'd be girls standing in the freezing cold with hot pants on and a boob tube and some furry boots.
That's the only thing I wore, mate. For like 10 years.
Yeah. They have like UV like things in their hair and they're sitting there going chewing, chewing, going, where's the coach? Where's the coach?
He contacted me the other day and he just said, you know, I've just put a link together. You guys have just realised that you were Hot Pants Claire, weren't you? And I said, yeah. I didn't know if that was you told him, because I was like, yeah, that's me. Because when I first was chatting to him and sort of, you know, the mutual kind of knowing for the Cambridge scene and stuff. And then it was the other day, something twigged. He's like, you were Hot Pants Claire. I said, I'm still known as that to some people, but I'm still in people's phones.
We'll always know you as Hot Pants Claire.
I'm still in people's phones as Hot Pants Claire. And I'm like, oh my God. I don't wear them these days. Well, not so much, just on a Saturday. But yeah, I'd lived in them, I think, for about 10 years.
I think what as Cambridge, for the Cambridge Clubbers, we did really well out of things like Immersed and Whippy, and John with Whippy. Mark with Whippy. Certainly when we got connected with with Winston from Sunnyside Up.
Yeah.
And I remember getting him up to come and DJ. And then off the back of that, he said, oh, no, you know, come down to us. And 12-inch Thumpers was happening at the time. And so, we, you know, me and Naughty were DJing around the country and going over to Ireland. It was great. But there was a really good, we got a really good bond going on with the Sunnyside Up crew and My Never Matter crew.
Yeah.
Camden Palace, and, which is still, without a doubt, my favourite club I've ever played in.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah, amazing.
It's brilliant, you know. We got on bloody planes and went over to Australia and everything. It was great.
Oh, you know, just loved
to get on a plane.
Loved Sunnyside Up, yeah. Mate. Absolutely loved it. I was watching a load of YouTube stuff actually last week on Sunnyside Up, just bringing back some amazing memories, you know, and Mind Over Matter, and oh, just incredible.
Obviously, you know, rest in peace, Winston. Yeah. Rest his soul, bless him.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's... yeah, they were good times. They were good times. And Megabytes as well from Southend. They joined forces with that as well. And that's when we did something called Best of British.
Oh, great. Why don't I remember that?
That was Immersed, Mind Over Matter, and
I must have
Megabytes
done.
From Southend.
I must have done, but I have no memory from so much of it. It's like, it's literally gone, mate.
I
just know it was amazing.
You find your spot.
Yeah.
You find your spot in Camden Palace and that's it.
Yeah.
And there were some really good spots.
Oh, yes.
Sure so that you didn't have any backlash of speakers. There was a certain spots in that club where you've got to find it.
Yeah.
And then that's it. You stay there.
I can
there
picture
all
one
night.
Right now, actually, as you're saying that, where I used to be. Oh, so good. So good.
But you get maximum impact of sound.
Yeah. Amazing. So I've got some random questions for you, Phil.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh, fire away with the random questions. Which one should I go for first?
As long as they're not sexual.
No, they're not sexual. Hang on. What personal trait has gotten you in the most trouble?
Oh, God. Sorry. Okay. Sorry about that. Yes. There's loads. I'm not
this
done.
This is tons. Just cheekiness. General cheekiness.
Cheekiness. General cheekiness. I mean, there's lots of things that have got me in trouble. Alcohol. That's a bad one.
Yeah. Still getting you in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. See, it's getting me in trouble. That was the wife, by the way. She just popped.
I thought it was. Hello, Claire. Hello. So when Gordon met you, so that was at Whippy in 2019. Do you know what he calls you? Do you know what he calls you?
No.
Did I tell you? I'm sure I told you. He calls you Superman, but not quite for the reason that you'd probably imagine.
I certainly wasn't clubbing with my underpants over my jeans. But,
you were. Do you remember why he calls you Superman?
No, I don't. Oh, God.
You were just so battered. It was hilarious. And we were all sat down trying to chill. I don't know what time it was, like 3 o'clock in the morning or something. And you started playing rock, paper, scissors with him. And you were going rock, paper, scissors, but then you were going Superman. Like,
was it Superman or was it Spider-Man?
Oh, God, it's Spider-Man. It's not Superman. It's actually Spider-Man. Oh, what a plonker.
Rock, paper, scissors is rock, paper, scissors. And then you just go Spider-Man.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious.
The random things that you guess about in clubs when you're having a little bit of a breather, certainly when you're over 40.
Yeah.
When you've been dancing your ass off for
exactly.
The last 6 hours.
Yep.
At 40 years old, I just can't do it anymore. But
no, I know.
Through until about whatever that was, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know. It's about that, weren't it? But I don't want to say I left a bit early. How did I do that? But yeah, I think I'm getting old, mate.
You probably got dragged by your husband.
I ended up backstage with the paramedics at one point.
Stay!
Normally, that would have been typically been me. But what's the weirdest thing a guest has done at your house?
Oh, well, there is a main culprit for that. And his name is Jason Naughty. Yeah, well, we'd finished immersed. And we were all back at my house, and there was quite a lot of people back there. There must have been a good sort of 50s to 60s people in a semi-detached house, quite a lot of people.
Just a bit.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, it's all going back to mine.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call around about 4 o'clock in the morning, 4 or 5 in the morning. And it's like, Noi, I'm off, we have the M11. I'm coming to see you. Yeah. And he'd been DJing Berserk. At the Fridge, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was either Berserk or Eden. I think it was Berserk because we went to all the Edens. He turned up at the house and I hadn't looked outside. He came in and he was gassing away. Like, we were having a really good time when he carried on all the way through and then he left. And it wasn't until he started sniggering, I think it was on his way out, that he said, open your curtains. Because back then, you know, all the curtains, the sun was out now and we were still partying away. So the curtains were all shut.
Blankets up at the windows, what we used to do.
And what he'd done is he decided halfway up the M11 to pull over on the hard shoulder. And this would have been at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was. And chuck loads of motorway signs in. There was cones, there was warning signs, because this is when they were doing the flyover over Stansted to upgrade the M11 at the time. And so yeah, he's pulled out.
Did he just fill his boots?
In flashing lights, the cones of the flashing lights were in there. And they were all in the gun, and there must have been, how the hell he got it all in his car? I don't know.
He's down, I'm having the lot.
For the neighbours to see, and neighbours were walking by. There was cars going by, and there was people driving past, going like that, going. Hey, this. Oh,
it's
man!
Classic. It's so good. Yeah. Is he going to tell you off for telling that story? That's hilarious.
And he got in the car, and went bye, see you later, mate. I was
like, just left you.
Are you not going to take this with you? Yeah.
Oh my God.
We just took it to the club events and then just put them in the clubs because sort of like the industrial stuff like that was quite cool.
Yeah. Well, repurpose. Yeah. Repurpose the stuff. Good, I like it. Oh dear. Yeah. If you won the lottery, what would you do and what would you buy first?
Oh, well, first of all, I would definitely, I would sort out my friends and family that need financial support. That's what I would do.
Oh, that's nice.
But I think that's what most people would do. If you won a big chunk of money, you'd make sure that, you know, your close friends and family that are struggling potentially or not, even if they just need, you just help out. And then I'd buy a lot more equipment.
So yeah, that'd be the first thing, get on the equipment shopping.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of the studio a little bit more. Yeah.
With a big studio.
Yeah.
And then I'd probably spend a lot of money on going and getting even, you know, taught even more stuff about, you know, music production.
Education. Yeah. Awesome.
Mm.
Nice. So yeah, so tell us a little bit more, Phil, about something you've been doing recently, which is just, it's made me cry actually, with happy tears, your cinematic stuff. You've been producing cinematics. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, I'm really pleased that it's actually hitting the emotional spot because that was what I wanted to do. And you're not the first person to say that, which is really...
Oh, that's good. It was amazing.
I'm really blessed with that. It's something that I've wanted to do for a lot of years. We all listen to different genres. I like to think that a lot of people listen to not just hard house. there's summertime, you're on holiday, holidays, Royal Plains. You're on holiday, you're on the beach, you're by the pool, you're chilling out by the river in Cambridge, you know, there's loads of places, you know, you're going for a picnic, whatever. And it's nice just to put some ambient stuff on. But what I've really loved is I have got a little bit of an influence off of K90. Mark Doggett has just done a cinematic album, but he's been working in this for quite a while now. And I've been following him ever since he announced that he was doing cinematic stuff and wanting to do stuff for TV. And I think he's had his things on some of his pieces on MasterChef and things like that.
Amazing.
You know, fantastic. So, and a lot of people aren't following him as much as I think they should. I think they should really start to follow what he does. And he's a beautiful composer. And I wanted to do some stuff that was similar. I don't want to just do this composing cinematic pieces. And I'm certainly not aiming at TV or things like that. Whatever comes off the back of the stuff that I've done, it was great. But what I wanted to do was just have some of the influences of that. Some of the influences of ambient stuff, Bicep, Olaf Arnold's and Niels Fram, lovely music. Cinematic Orchestra, I absolutely love that band. And they've done some beautiful pieces that are mostly orchestral, but they've also done some really nice chilled ambient stuff that has been beautiful. And check out Olaf Arnold's new track, which is with Bonobo, which is called Loom. It is brand new, it came out in September. It's absolutely gorgeous, but a lot of people know Bonobo, you know, and Bicep's got the new album out, so a lot of influences from that. And I wanted to put together a piece, so I did start to learn early last year. I started to learn how to write orchestral music, and this YouTube's amazing for it. There's a lot of producers, composers on from the BBC and a lot of other places that show you on YouTube how to compose cinematic music for TV, films, things like that. So I spent a lot of time learning that. And spent a lot of money on software.
So
to get that proper sound, so it doesn't sound like a synthetic string off of a synthesizer like you get in a trance tune. But you know, having that in the proper stuff is there's a package called Cinematic Studio Strings, which is proper people that are musicians that, and they record each note. So they get a violin, they record C, but they record C like 100 times, you know. So and they'll do that for every note on the cellos and things like that. So what I did to cut a lot short, but it's I spent quietly in the background. I've been spending a lot of time writing an album, and I've got 10 tracks. I've been nervous as hell about it because I didn't want to make a complete numpty of myself.
Mate. Honestly, no reason to be nervous about it. Honestly, it's amazing.
Well, thank you. I mean, yeah, I've sent it out to a few people, and the responses back has been absolutely phenomenal. It's been brilliant.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wanted to. This is not going to be under Moby D. Absolutely, this is completely opposite. This is just under me. No way. Yeah. That's, you know, it's written and in sorts composed because I've got double basses in there, cellos in there. First and second violins, violas. I've spent the time learning about how an orchestra is laid out and how they work. Even some of them, I've got symphonies, or you know, the percussion from a symphony, you know, symphony orchestra. You know, it's been crazy.
It's stunning. It's absolutely bags under the eyes, lots of late nights, but it'll
finish
be worth
it.
Over
the last 3 weeks. Yeah,
it's so stunning. But when can we hear it then?
I'm hoping to get it all finalized, mastered, so it's all levels are all right, and a slight little bit of blending so that it's just consistency of sound. But it'll be obviously in tracks. So hopefully that end of February.
Amazing. It's special. Yeah. You're in for a treat, everybody. Proper treat. I love it.
Something completely different end of the scale to Hard House.
Yeah, completely the opposite, but just so incredible. I'm absolutely in love with it already, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's got a lot of the trance side of my stuff in there as well, with the arpeggiators and things like that. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Well done, mate. Super proud of what you're doing. Honestly, it's amazing.
Thank you very much.
It's really good to watch. So if you can introduce your mix that you're going to do for us next, which is a little mini mix.
Yeah, so a little mini mix of put together of my upcoming releases, which I am going to drop for you now. So check it out. I hope you like it.
Well, before you go, just let people know where they can find you on your socials.
Oh yeah sorry, yeah, SoundCloud, I'm on SoundCloud. I'm gonna be on Spotify when I get this stuff out, so for my other things, and obviously I've got a Facebook page with my Moby D.
So what's the handles then for SoundCloud? What's the handle? Is it just
SoundCloud? It's Moby _D. For Facebook is again DJ Moby D, all in one word.
Lovely job. Thank you. Thank you for coming on.
Cheers, Claire.
And I'll see you soon.
Cheers,
take care.
Bye,
bye.
Bye, guys.
It's the Hard Dance Happy Hour. So dance like you just don't give a fuck.
Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. In this world, there's room for everyone. The good earth is rich. It can provide for everyone. The way of life will be free, beautiful. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed. The bitterness of men fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you, you the people have the power.
You're listening to the Hard Dance Happy Hour. We'll be right back.
for listening to the Hard Dance Happy Hour. I hope you've enjoyed it. And I'm hugely grateful to every one of you who has listened, subscribed, and rated or reviewed. You can subscribe on Apple or Google Podcasts or follow on Spotify to be notified when future sessions are published. So for the first Thursday of next month, I'll be bringing you a hard trance mix. If you fancy giving my socials a follow, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Mixcloud and Soundcloud, all with the same handle, at DJ Claire Marie. Take care, much love.
You're listening to Claire Marie's Hard Dance Happy Hour, bringing you plenty of pure stomping power.
And I'm hugely grateful for every one of you who have listened, subscribed and rerated or rerated? Rerated. Is that better than rated? If you rerate something?